Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says soldiers stopped what he called a terrorist attack by some 20 people on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia Sunday, killing two, capturing eight others.
Así que el primer grupo huyó.
Mr. Maduro said the first group in the pre-dawn raid fled before the military could react, taking weapons from the base. A manhunt is underway, and Georgian State University political science professor Jennifer McCoy tells VOA some military personnel are uneasy about growing repression in Venezuela.
I'm not surprised that there would be some dissent within the military. There have already been perhaps up to 100 military personnel expressing their dissent from the government and detained at some point or another.
The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup. Comes just days after a government-sponsored election that formed a new constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition says it's aimed at keeping Mr. Maduro in power. One of its first acts was to remove the country's dissident top prosecutor, Luisa Ortega Diaz. Months of anti-government protests there have left more than 120 dead. Two foreigners, advisors to Kenya's opposition presidential candidate Raila Odinga, said they were seized by police. Happened on Friday, detained Saturday, expelled ahead of the country's election on Tuesday. American John Phillips and Canadian Andreas Katsouras were consultants to Odinga's National Super Alliance, hoping to unseat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Pre-election polls indicate that the race is close. This is VOA News.